Back in Rhodes Arena, Bowling Green falls to Akron tonight by a count of 83-67. Head coach Todd Simon joins us to talk about it. And coach, this was not quite a tale of two halves in total, but first half you built a 14-point lead and things were going well and still were leading till about maybe the 12-10 minute mark of the second half. In retrospect, what turned the game in Akron's favor?
Yeah, you know, we started out the second half, you know, pretty good, and then we kind of got cold, and we had 8 second half turnovers, which is just too many. You know, I think guys started pressing a little bit. The physicality of the game really ramped up, and you know, we've got to be able to absorb some of those hits and take care of the ball.
Yeah, your turnover number by itself isn't a disastrous number, 12, but Akron turned them into 20 points. I think whenever you turn the ball over, it was in some bad situations that allowed them to score, yes?
Yeah, you can't have live ball turnovers, and that's kind of what they, you know, they turned all those, you know, 20 points off turnovers. I mean, we don't have, you know, 12 is a respectable number, but when 12 turns into 20 points, that's a difference in the game.
Defensively, I think really you did some good things early, but they got to the line a bunch, especially Freeman. He's a tough cover, right? I mean, it doesn't matter who you put on him, he's got an advantage one way or the other.
Yeah, and you know, and he's so physical, and you know, sometimes you don't, you know, you've got to double him, and we had success when we doubled, and when we didn't get it doubled, you know, they blew the whistle, and so we had to do a better job consistently getting to our double team, especially in the second half.
Well, when we talked in pregame, you said we might see some different kind of zones. I recall you played zone maybe a possession or two, but obviously whatever you saw or didn't see, you didn't like it. Did you consider maybe changing it up, or what were the thought process there?
Yeah, they went small. That was their adjustment in the game, is they went small and put all shooters out there, and you know, obviously in the zone you don't want to get spread out with all the shooters that they had out there, and so that, you know, good adjustment by them, and you know, it especially the way we were rebounding and the way they're crashing and you know, level of physicality on the glass, we felt like the zone would be a hindrance.
Well, you know, we talked about rebounding before the game, coach. You had 13 offensive rebounds tonight. They had only 12. So I guess in a way you really held your own on the board. You outscored them 18-11 in second chance points. So that part of the physicality your team was up to.
Yeah, there's no question. And obviously, you know, Sean getting in foul trouble, it really impacted some of that. And you know, so we've got to do find ways to keep him out of foul trouble, especially with Jamai and Sam out. You know, it leaves us real short-handed in the front court, and asking PJ and Deshaun to kind of play a four spot for us isn't ideal right now.
Coach, clearly, as you mentioned, you went cold a little bit, but Akron's defense certainly had something to do with that. Did they materially change what they were doing in the second half, or did they just play better? What were some of the differences?
Yeah, you know, I thought we had open looks, you know, on some of that stuff. Obviously, they're long and they're aggressive, and I thought they played pretty good defense in the first half as well, but the ball was going in, 1-for-12 from three in the second half, and I thought, you know, at least probably 80% of those were pretty wide open looks. And so we've got to knock those down quickly on the road.
Well, coach, this place is hard for anybody to win. And I think when you look at how your team was able to play in the first half and take the lead and hold it into the second half, it's certainly something to refer back to when you play, if you get a chance to play Akron again, because really for a lot of these guys, it's the first time playing against this team in this building. And I think their cohesion and their veteran group, it kind of showed up later in the game.
Yeah, there's no question. I mean, they've been together for a long time, and you know, that we've been together for a few months, and so you know, our you know, they're picked to win the league, and they're the kind of the class of the league right now. And so we've got a couple months here to close the gap of what they've established over years, and we're trying to do in short order. So it gives us a measuring stick.
Coach, appreciate your time. We'll see you on the bus.
Thank you.
That's Coach Todd Simon. Tough one tonight. Falcons fall to Akron 83-67.